In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Blessed Holy 50 days, and we are approaching the conclusion of the Holy 50 days. Coming Thursday, God willing, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And the Lord today is making it clear before He ascends to heaven, speaking in a very frank and clear language. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There are multiple dangers that we face in the world today. Some of them are obvious and we can see them. And some of them are subtle and hidden. So this is one of the things that we are going to have to handle in the coming few years. Dealing with how people now, they hate the truth. Not only they hate it, and this is something inward, but this is something that people confronted. And whenever today we find ourselves speaking a language like this, saying no one comes to the Father except through the Lord Jesus, then we will have to face persecution and have to be prepared for this. So this is what we're going to talk today in a few minutes. The exclusive nature of the truth and the danger of compromise. So we'll talk about the exclusive language. The truth has a language that's clear. No doubt about it, no guessing, no just like going something and the opposite of it. The mindset of the world today, and then the danger of conformity, compromise, and cowardice. When we look at the scripture, we find that there is nothing called gray area. Everything is so clear. What is white, what is black is black, what is light is light, what is darkness. I will just quote some of the examples, and you all can see there is no doubt in all of these kind of verses that the truth is speaking to us. The Lord, when He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, He is not saying, I am a way, I am a kind of a truth, or I hold the truth. I am the truth. Whatever comes from me is whatever the truth is. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In another occasion, we hear also, in the Gospel of St. John, for if you do not believe that I am He, this is the Lord Christ speaking, you will die in your sins. Nothing in the middle. Nothing can say, you may not believe, but I will find a way so you can go to heaven. No. If you don't believe in me, you will die in your sins. Another verse also in the book of Acts, the disciples had the same kind of mindset, the same language, said to the high priest and the scribes, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name, just one. The only way to the Father. The Lord also speaks about baptism when He says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. I'm sorry, this is speaking in the end of chapter 3 of the Gospel of St. John, saying, this who believes has everlasting life. He who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. Mixed believing in him is a condition that is cannot be like avoided, cannot go around it. You cannot just being a person with high morals and you say, I will make it to heaven. It doesn't work this way. This is not what the truth is revealing to us. About baptism, the Lord says, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word unless here means it's a condition. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. He is not saying it is good to be baptized. It is something I favor that if you please can go into this kind of ritual. He makes it a condition. Unless you are born again from water and spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. In the same language also he speaks about the necessity of partaking of the body and blood of himself. Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. There is no doubt in whatever the Lord is saying, there is no inclusion in the language of the truth. What is the mindset of the world that we live in today? It is exactly the opposite. If you speak this language today in any kind of, like, on any kind of social platform, you will be banned. I read a few days ago, maybe you read this, a man, I think he's in South America, he says that man cannot be pregnant and bear children. He's just stating a biological fact. He was banned from Twitter. from saying this. This is the world we live in today. Even biology itself is not something that the people will have even the heart or mind to listen to. Thank God for the time when St. Paul was preaching, and he never cared if there is any social platform would make him or whatever he says something that's feasible, accessible or not. What is the mindset of the world today? The mindset is, if you believe in an ultimate truth, if you say to someone, this is what is right and what is wrong, then you are narrow-minded, you are judgmental, you are lacking compassion. This is, now we can see this, even in the discussion between people, when you say this is right, this is wrong, this is what God says, this is what the Bible is dictating, this kind of language will label you as not a good person. The motto of today is, whatever. If this is something that fits you and your belief, you can live with it, it's okay. Go for it. You cannot tell anyone that this is the truth, the absolute, the ultimate truth that we all should be conformed and believe in. Anything goes. In the world today, sin is not sin if you can rationalize it, if you can justify it, if you can say that I was just born like this, this is how I was created, then whatever comes from you is okay and acceptable, and there is nothing called sin, because this is again how you believe you were born or how you were created. The Bible itself is used against the believers. Every time you speak with anyone about this is the truth, then he says to you, judge not. The Bible says, don't judge. Even children are saying this to their parents. Whenever parents are saying this is wrong, this kind of friendship is not meant to be for you, is something not healthy, is going to hurt you, the typical response is, do not judge. Don't tell me this, why you are judging my friends. So now even the Bible itself is used against us to bully us, the believers. So we cannot make any kind of discretion. We cannot say this is healthy, this is not, this is good, this is bad. We cannot even say this, and the people are using the Bible against us. The mindset of the world today is also, if you express any kind of favor towards what we believed as traditional morals, ethics, or ideals, not only you will be labeled as narrow-minded, but people will think of you as being dangerous. You are hateful. Maybe you heard about this student in Canada. He's a Coptic student who wrote an article, an essay, about how abortion is something like the Holocaust. People are dying every day because of this kind of practice that is immoral and this is ungodly. This boy was fired from his school. Why? Because they thought of him as being dangerous. Just because he believes in a certain way, and this certain way is biblical. This is the mindset of the world today. It's a dangerous status. My brethren, we have to be prepared and prepare our children to face this. People can be saved, and the mind of the people in the world today can be saved as far as they are good. And being good is as how they define what is goodness is. If you are kind, if you are a loving person, you will be saved. Everyone who dies will go to heaven. Even if he does not believe in God of heaven, he will still make it to the better place. It's enough that he was a good person, according to our standard of goodness. So this is the mindset of the world that we live in today. How we should conduct ourselves, how we should perceive this and think about it, how we should teach our children to face this kind of threats to the truth today. And I'm quoting here an author. Her name is Eugenia Constantino. She wrote a wonderful book called Thinking Orthodox. I encourage all of you that you acquire this book and read it. She's speaking about how the dilemma of us today, having the mindset of being Orthodox, believing in a certain way that's so clear as the word speaks as we embrace it. Today, what governs most of the people is the fear of social disapproval. Today, it's a threat. When they say Facebook is going to block this person, my brethren, we lived many years without this kind of social platforms, social media platforms. People can still tell now, if you believe it, can live without them. And nothing is really is missing. It is not something that should intimidate us. That when we speak the truth, people say that, oh, you are going to be blocked. So what? So what? What is the big deal about this? We still have each other. We still have the church. We still have the truth that we should cherish and celebrate. Even people say that if you speak this way, if you speak the truth in this kind of language, you are lacking compassion. You are not loving because you are judgmental. You do not feel the pain of others. Again, as I said, this is something that's totally not true. Our purpose in this life is not to be popular. We are not running for office. None of us really wants to be elected in any kind of like political or any kind of a governmental position. I believe most of you, and I am with you, we don't care about this. Being popular? No, we want to be godly and want to live as a children of light. We speak what we believe and we live as we believe and we say this to our children and we encourage them to do the same as well. Being popular should not be on the list of our priorities in any way. Why? Actually, if Christ cared about being popular, he wouldn't speak this kind of language. Because he didn't care except about the truth, then he suffered persecution up to being crucified. This is not the goal of us. To be labeled as open-minded, this person is smart because he believes in the evolution. This person is up to date because he's speaking the language of today and maybe deciding all of those kind of movements that many of them, actually, when you look at them, they do not make any sense with our belief system. We are responsible for the people who are going to perish because we had the chance to witness before them and we shied away. And we were like felt embarrassed to speak to them what we believe. God will ask us about their blood. When those simple people approached us and asked it, what do you believe in this? What the church says? What God said in the Bible? And we try to dodge the answer and say something that's political. You know, this person is a politician. When this person keeps talking and answering a question for 15 minutes and does not say anything, does not make a clear statement on what truly he believes or what he thinks is right. At the end of the day, I want to gain your approval and I'm going to give you the answer that whatever is going to make you happy. Those people, if they perish, we will be asked before God about their blood. Even though we will never condone immorality, but we should never lose truly our compassion towards other people's struggle. We should be sensitive to other people's struggle. We understand we are not better than them because we know something. Because we know the truth does not make us better people. The message that we should all convey, you need Christ as much as we need him. If whatever you are doing is sinful, I am not saying that I am better than you because I am doing something else. I am as sinner as you. But you need Christ and I need him as well. This is something that should be always be in our mind. We should not be people who are antagonistic and going fighting with people just because they do not believe as we do. I would say even that we should not force our belief on others. But whenever we are asked, we should answer in meekness and in love. Love and true compassion is to speak the truth, not to hide it in order for not to offend the other people. It's a balance that we should maintain all through. Compassion is misplaced if we make people to think that sin is okay. When people come and ask you about, what do you think of being transgender? What do you think about being homosexual? What is the answer we give? Do we speak something out of what we think is okay and then I do not want to hurt his feeling? Or we speak the truth in meekness and in love? This is what we are requested to do and what we are called to do as representatives of Christ, the sweet fragrance of Christ in this world that we live in today. Compassion is not to agree with people on what we believe is wrong. As I said, when we speak the truth, we should not forget our own failings. We are all sinners, my brethren. Lying or reviling or cheating, all of these are sins that would receive condemnation without repentance, as homosexuality and all of this kind of contemporary kind of perversions. They are all sins. So while we are talking, we should always think of ourselves, that it is the transformation of life that we are after and we are promoting to others. It is the new life in Christ. It is not enough to say that Christ loved you, and that's this. This is the conclusion of every discussion. God loved us. He forgave us on the cross. Then what? What's after? What we ought to do because we know of this fact. It's a life that starts with accepting what Christ did in baptism, but it ends whenever we depart from this world. All through, we are seeking to be in His image and to reflect His image to the world. This is what we are to live by and what we are to communicate to others as well. What the world needs today is the sweetness of Christ and the transformational power of the Holy Spirit. Not just speaking this kind of fake compassion and agreeing with one another so we do not offend people. People today, they need to know that sin, is sinful, is dangerous, would kill anyone. But there is a solution, there is a remedy. And because there is a solution we believe in, we partake from the medicine and we are promoting the same medicine for you. We are not talking to the world to say that, by the way, we are better than you. We know. We got the medicine and we are healed. We just let them know that we found the medicine that can transform, can change. And this is what we are bringing to the world. It is the good news of when you believe in Christ truly and you live the life of godliness, you can change. We celebrate every day in the Synaxarium the saints who believed and their life changed accordingly. All of those figures, Saint Moses the Strong, Saint Mary of Egypt, Saint Paul himself, all of those people are telling us that you do not have to live in sin and accept it as a lifestyle and say this is okay and this is normal because there is no way I can get over this. All of their lives are proofs that what God said is truthful. And the truth, if we know it, can change us and make us all to be free. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.